Hello, lovely Sacred listeners. It's Elizabeth Oldfield here, and I wanted to drop a little update in case you've missed our announcements on social media. It is obviously past February at this point, and you will have guessed, therefore, that our sabbatical is going on a little longer than we expected. Full disclosure, we thought it would be a few months before they announced the school closures, and so we've just been taking our time, keeping our heads above water, and processing lots of your feedback. We're so delighted to have heard more from you about what you love about the podcast, what you'd like to see change, the guests, amazing guest suggestions coming through, many of whom we've been reaching out to. We're going to be launching, and I promise this time it's really going to happen, in April, with some tweaks, some new music, some beautiful new visuals, which I can't wait to have you see. But the heart really will remain the same. The sacred, you've said, is already a place where we can have deeper, more meaningful conversations, where we can learn to listen, where we can encounter unexpected viewpoints and have a chance to reflect on what we believe and why. And therefore, that isn't changing. And we really look forward to you listening to some of the new episodes we've got lined up. Meanwhile, we wanted to have some kind of party, even a digital one. So we're going to be celebrating our return with an event to premiere our first new sacred short. It is a 2-minute animation, which has been taking the animation film festival circuit by storm. It's by designer Emily Down, and it takes a piece of audio from the episode I did with Miroslav Volf, in which he asks, is there such thing as a true human life? Is there such thing as a false human life? Is there meaning beyond our tastes and our dreams and the path that we find for ourselves? We will screen the film, and then we're delighted that Miroslav Volf will be with us to say a bit about what Christian theology says in answer to that question. We've also got atheist philosopher Julian Beghini, who's going to tell us about some of the ways philosophy has tried to answer that question. And finally, Sarah Stein-Lubrano will also be reflecting on some of the ways that we make meaning out of our lives now. I'm really looking forward to get to reflect with them and hopefully with many of you. It's designed deliberately to be really accessible to you wherever you come from on these questions, wherever you land on these questions, or if, like most of us, you're just not quite sure. So I hope you'll come and that you'll bring a friend. That's all from me for now. Speak to you soon.